These days, many newspapers are downsizing or even going out of business. But Spare Change News, which is a nonprofit newspaper, is expanding. This so-called street newspaper is based in Boston, and it hires homeless people as vendors. Well, Spare Change News has now printed its first Worcester edition. But the paper is still battling negative connotations that it's just panhandling by a different name. WBUR's Kirk Carapeza has this story.
Spare Change News began printing a biweekly newspaper in Boston nearly 20 years ago. Since then, the homeless have been buying copies for 25 cents and hawking them for a small profit on the street. But David Jefferson, the director of Spare Change News, says there's still a broad perception in Boston that the paper is a scam.
It is an alternative to panhandling, but I think people need to be able to delineate between the two.
The community activist paper that covers social issues and politics is largely produced by homeless individuals. And Jefferson says the operation has helped hundreds of them by providing a means for self-employment and empowerment.
Now, our vendors are genuinely people who are trying to do better for themselves.
Homeless activists and city workers recently celebrated the new Worcester edition during a kickoff event at a community center downtown.
We're here to provide a locus for that change.
The idea was to let Worcester residents know that Spare Change News vendors would soon be hitting the pavement.
So I want everybody to buy them and support us.
Bob Flanagan heads the Worcester Homeless Action Committee.
We have close to 3,000 people that are homeless. Those are the ones that are documented, more or less. How many are that we don't know of that sleep in the weeds, so to speak? We really don't know.
But Flanagan says with Spare Change, the homeless in Worcester might now have temporary employment until they can find something full-time. Getting their pictures taken for their vendor badges, William Donnellan and Carlos Cruz say they hope their new part-time jobs will lead to something more permanent.
Like last like fall time, I started really hard looking for work, and I mean, I've had some like job interviews and stuff like that, but they haven't worked out for me. You know, I hope it works out good there so I can, you know, make maybe some money and then I can get a place of my own.
To have this opportunity, I think it's going to open a lot of doors out there for me, you know, and there's people going to get to know me, and then they're going to see that I'm ready to change my life around, and maybe hopefully everything will go right for me.
The first Worcester edition of Spare Change features 4 pages of local content on New England's second largest city. Spare Change director David Jefferson plans to expand it to other cities north and south of Boston, such as Lynn, Salem, and Quincy. For WBUR, I'm Kirk Carapeza.
Up next, a prison librarian gets mugged on the way home from work. Ironic? He thinks so. That's after the break. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston. ¶¶